All right.
So, all
So
right.
I guess you know the big news. I sent it to you that we had two sheriffs on with us on Liberty Roundtable yesterday. And every Tuesday morning, I'm on with Sam Bushman on the Liberty Roundtable radio network. And the first half hour, we had Sheriff Mark Lamb. So if you have something you could play from that, let's do just a couple of minutes on that. And
All
then we'll
right.
discuss some other things he told us.
Got to dig that. Welcome to the broadcast, Sheriff Lamb.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
First, we got to talk about Trump issued a full, complete, and unconditional pardon for most of the January 6th defendants. Trump called them political hostages. I agree with that completely. More than 1,500 people are leaving prison last night and today, and they say this proclamation begins a process of national reconciliation. And then Trump also, after pardoning those 1,500, he commuted the sentence of 14 other January 6th political prisoners, meaning they still retain their convictions, but they're just sentenced to time served, from what I understand. Sheriff Lamb, let's have you take a stab at this first. What do you say?
I like it. I like it. I think I've never seen the FBI work so expeditiously and so quickly as when it came to going after people that were there on January 6th. And what they tried to do is throw a blanket over everybody that was there to say they're all bad. They were all bad. And frankly, I don't know that you could even use the word insurrection when not a single gun was found on any of those people that were there at the Capitol that day. And the only person that lost their life was Ashley Babbitt. At the hands of somebody who was never held to account for shooting an unarmed person. So, look, I think there's all sorts of bad things. We're finding out the FBI was involved now. And President Trump said something very important yesterday. He said, look, even for those people who you think should have been held accountable, and there are some of them, no doubt, how long do they have to stay in jail? Because they've been in jail for 4 years. And that is longer than many murderers, many sexual assault people get, suspects get. So I liked it. I think it was the right thing to do. And I think it sends a message to the American people that we have our country back.
And that justice has a mercy side. In other words, all crimes are not equivalent. You know, I had a friend who testified at
Exactly.
one of our events,
Right.
and his name is King.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
You want to go to Sheriff Ivey, or just you want me to move through this particular
Yeah, let's
piece?
go. Let's do both sheriffs and then we'll have a few comments about both of them.
Okay.
You just won re-election, correct?
I did, yes,
Sheriff
sir.
Ivey.
Just got re-elected in November.
Congratulations,
And
sir.
yes,
And
sir.
is this going to be your last term?
No, sir. I'm gonna stay here as long as the great citizens of Brevard County allow me to serve them. I'm 62 young, and
No, that's
I'm just
yeah, you're
gonna
young.
keep going. I get up every morning, and I can't wait to put this snazzy green uniform on. I'd hoped it'd be a little more slimming than it was, but
So Sheriff Ivey,
incredible.
when President Trump says, and Tom Holman say, we're going to go ahead and take care of business, the days of the invasion are over. What's your response?
Bravo. About time. Thank you for getting back in there and putting a stop to this. Tom Holman is phenomenal. I've had a chance to meet with him and work with him. Perfect pick for the job. The job was on its way to being finished with him at the helm, and now I think it will be finished. But look, you know, everybody in the country needs to accept and understand that illegal immigration doesn't stop at the border. Our brothers and sisters in law enforcement are battling it at the border in Texas and Arizona, but it doesn't stop there. It filters into every community, and so does the crime it brings with it.
Yeah.
So
Especially when Joe flies into everybody's communities.
absolutely. You know, and listen, we opened the floodgates. And here's what we did even worse than opening the floodgates. We not only opened the floodgates for them to come in, we endorsed the criminal behavior and funded the criminal behavior throughout the last 4 years. And President Trump's already in the process of putting a stop to that. Bravo to him and the team. And I can tell you, Florida sheriffs stand ready to fight this battle. And I think we're going to get our opportunity.
Well, Sheriff Ivey, what would you say to the mayors and governors of some of the blue states? I find quite insane myself, but what would you say to them when they come out and say, Tom Homan better not come and try his stuff here to deport anybody. We'll stand against it. What do you say to governors and mayors who are saying stuff like that?
Real simple. Buckle up, Buttercup. It's coming.